Hi everybody and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life Babe podcast. This is the podcast you come to if you want to change your self-concept fast, you want to manifest everything you want in life, and you want to get a fucking life that you are obsessed with. This is the podcast for you. I'm really excited about today's episode because we are recording it for the first time in ages on a camera, not just the podcasting equipment, on the camera. So we're going to have a visual side to the podcast from now on, I hope. That we'll see how this one goes, but that is the plan. So you'll be able to get this on YouTube as well as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast from. You'll be able to see me. You'll be able to see my expressions, how many times I mess up. I can't wait. I have a microphone in my hand, if you can't see me, and I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if it makes me feel more professional. I don't know if it makes me feel more on the spot. I don't know if my attention is drawn to it more, which may affect my attention span. But my lovely listeners and now viewers, we'll figure it out. Today's episode is all about rejecting the 3D versus ignoring the 3D. And I think there is a big difference. And there is a specific way that I teach my clients and everybody in the 2-week self-concept challenge, because I believe that how you react to unwanted circumstances is really important. By the way, if you would like to try the self-concept challenge, then I will leave the links below. It is a 2-week game changer. It's a game changer. I changed my self-concept in 2 weeks back in March 2023. I was on a time crunch. I needed to move to... By the way, if you know, some of you have heard this before, but I don't care. I'm so in love, passionate about this product. 2023 March, I was on a time crunch. I was moving to Ibiza. I needed shit to happen fast. That 2-week self-concept challenge that I set myself took my business from earning £400 a month to 10x in it by the May. It changed my body. It changed my mindset. It changed everything just from setting myself that 2-week challenge. Now I've manifested so many amazing things, and it's all because of that 2-week self-concept challenge. It doesn't have to take long. It takes long when you don't know what the hell you're doing and you don't know how to do it. I am literally giving you a 14-day step-by-step of how to do it. These things I'm teaching you are transferable. You can have them for life. Okay, we have people manifesting 10K out of thin air. We had somebody this week who's rekindled with her husband and he's booked her a trip to Disneyland for next year. That's cute as hell. And I'm obsessed with all these results. And if you want to be one of them, then the link is below. So you've all heard about rejecting the 3D. You've all heard the saying, you need to reject the 3D. You need to ignore the 3D. And I think people tie them into the same boat, but rejecting and ignoring the 3D are two very different things. So ignoring the 3D is, imagine right now there was someone banging at my door and I still continue to film. I don't address it, but they keep on banging. Just for those of you who are watching me, there is a door right there, okay? So imagine somebody's banging on that door and I'm just ignoring, I'm just continuing to talk into the camera or talk down to the podcast microphone. And it's getting louder and louder and louder and louder and louder. And they're not going until I answer the door. That is what ignoring the circumstances is like. It's going to keep banging away until you pay it some attention and some awareness. Rejecting the circumstances looks like me going to that door and dealing with whatever's there and then closing the door on that situation. It does not mean that I spiral if I don't have to. It doesn't mean that we are failing as manifestors because we are shedding some awareness to the situation. In fact, we are letting the situation pass. Sometimes when we ignore the unwanted circumstance, all we are doing is allowing that door to bang louder and louder and louder until it does our brain in, until we can't function. And then we get angry and then we get upset and then we spiral. But if we'd have just answered the door an hour ago, we wouldn't be feeling like this. I hope you understand that metaphor because I'm quite proud of it. I'm quite proud of that one. So it's really not about ignoring the circumstances. The circumstances have happened. Okay, manifestation is not brainwashing. It's not a Build-A-Bear workshop. It's not Harry Potter. Let me get my magic wand out and pretend that didn't happen. That's not what manifestation is. And it's very unhealthy to approach manifestation in that way because, like I said, you're going to drive yourself insane. Ignoring the circumstances is detrimental to your manifestation because you are adding resistance to the situation because you are ignoring this circumstance, even though it's pissing you off, even though it's driving you mental, you're continuing to ignore it, you're pushing it further and further down, it's going to come up eventually. And if you don't deal with this thing that is bothering you, then it's going to happen again. Because if it's coming up in your reality, there are beliefs around it somewhere. So the better thing to do is shed awareness onto what this trigger is, on what this unwanted circumstance is, and ask yourself, what is this telling me? How can I learn from this? So we're reacting, but we're reacting in a way that is positive towards the manifestation. We're reacting in a way that this circumstance has the potential to never show up again. Awareness is the key to creating change. When you are not aware of something, you can't change that. It's going to keep creeping up. So that's the first thing I want you to do. If you have an unwanted circumstance and it keeps occurring, especially, you have to ask yourself, what belief have I got within me? And this is not a blame game, by the way. We're not going to sit here and get into spiritual psychosis and blame ourselves for something that's happened. But what might I be believing for this to keep showing up? And then we're going to react differently. So we are going to react to this thing, but we're going to react differently. We are going to regulate our nervous system. We are going to tap on this subject. It could be tapping for worthiness. For those of you who don't know, tapping is the emotional freedom technique. It's where you tap on your meridian points around your body and you release the energy and you therefore release resistance. And it is something that is non-negotiable for myself or my clients. It is something I do every single day and my clients have to do every single day as well, in order to ensure their success. So I want you to tap on the subject of whatever has come up. You can find these on YouTube. You can find these on my YouTube. You can find these in the membership, which I'll link down below, where I have exclusive EFTs and meditations. Meditation's another one. We are going to regulate our nervous system because when something unwanted comes up, the thing that usually happens is we go out of whack. Our nervous system shoots right up. We're in fight or flight mode. We're panicking. We're anxious. So the first thing we're going to do is deal with that. We're not going to be just sitting there going into a spiral, letting it happen, because the longer you stay in that spiral, the more you buy into this old story or this circumstance that has just come up, the longer you get to keep it. And I want you to think of that whenever you go into your next spiral, which, by the way, you are a human being. You're not a self-service checkout. It is going to happen from time to time. But if this is a recurring spiral, you got to get some backbone about it. Pull up your big girl pants and say, why does this keep happening? Why do I keep spiraling about this? There must be an insecurity there that I'm not dealing with. There must be a fear there that I'm not addressing. There must be a limiting belief that I haven't cleared yet. I know it's scary to look at these things, but they will keep showing up if we don't address them. So we are going to learn to self-soothe in this situation. We are going to journal on it, EFT, meditate, go for a walk. I don't care what you need to do, but you need to regulate your nervous system during this time. Then we are going to change the meaning that we have given to this unwanted circumstance. You can use these circumstances in your favor. For example, when I was growing my TikTok account, which I continue to do, I hit a few trolls along the way. I don't get many. I'm very, very lucky. I have an amazing TikTok community. I have an amazing TikTok family. It's amazing. I'm just obsessed with it. You can see me getting all giddy. But I hit a few trolls a few months in and it actually made me really excited. Now, a lot of people would see the troll comments and they would look at them and they would go, oh my God, this means I shouldn't do it anymore. This means that I'm no good at what I do. I took it to mean that what I'm saying is interesting and that it's gaining traction and it's causing polarity and that actually, if I'm getting haters, I'm onto something good. So the meaning you give to something can change everything. Me getting a bill in the post as I'm about to expand my money mindset, I'm taking that to mean I can afford that. I'm going to practice my faith in this instance. I'm not going to sit there and go, oh my God, I've got a bill. When does this ever end? Which is very easy to do. And it's very natural to do that for the first 10 minutes. I am not saying completely deny yourself of an emotional reaction if it feels like you really need to let it out. That's not what I'm saying. In fact, I say the opposite. I think you need to process it if that comes up. But then use this as a practice of your faith. Use this as a practice of manifestation. So I tell myself, oh, actually, I'm going to try and manifest £100 today. If it's £100, fine, that I've just gotten, I'm going to try and manifest £100 out of thin air, which is exactly what I did today. That's exactly what I did today. I've been working so hard on my money mindset the past 3 weeks, because I have big goals for 2025. I have really ramped up all that I'm doing across the board in business, in my mindset routine, in my health. Everything is getting up leveled. So when this fine came through today, this fine is from August, by the way. I've never seen this car parking ticket before. Never knew it existed. I looked at it and I said, I'm going to randomly receive £100 today because I'm going to feel like this isn't being paid. Instead of getting pissed off after doing a few weeks of money mindset work, which is another thing that people do, they get pissed off because they think to themselves, hang on, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. Oh my God, but I've been saying the news story for 2 weeks now, 3 weeks now. This doesn't make sense. Stick to the news story by hook or by crook. I didn't fall back into the old story. This is clearly from the old story of limiting beliefs. So I'm like, no, I'm going to manifest £100 today, a random £100 today. And I did, because I intended it. So make it fun. Change the meaning of what... Have I just turned that off? Hello? Testing? Change the meaning of what you are giving to these circumstances. Try and have some fun with them. You will become a super manifester when you give no shits about the circumstances. When you can look at them and laugh. You know, like Simba does on Lion King. Danger, I laugh in the face of danger. Ha, ha, ha. That's what I do to my circumstances when things come up that I don't like. When I'm sending, so something I'm doing at the minute is I'm sending my media kit out to people. Da, 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 da. If I got a rejection, I'd be like, cool story, bro, you're lost. Let me see what I can manifest next. Let me see what I can land next. It becomes a game. Make it a game. Stop sitting there, woe is me, oh my God, I didn't get the text I wanted, oh my God, something didn't happen today, oh my God, unexpected thing happened. We need to build up a bit more resilience, and that's why self-concept is so important, because when you have a strong self-concept, this stuff doesn't hit you as hard. This is why self-concept is the main thing we're doing for our manifestations, because you are going to have a good day regardless when you have self-worth, when you know you deserve the world, when you know you are unstoppable, when you know you are like capable of anything. Oh, I've had a bill today. Boo-hoo. And I'm not undermining anybody that is going through a real shit situation right now where things are piling on top of them. I am not honing in on that circumstance right now. If you feel like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders right now, This isn't aimed at you. I'm not talking about a big pile up of things that have been going on forever, but they can change at any time. You have the power to change them. Keep the faith. And if you can, to even turn those circumstances into a game. Keep your heart focused and your mind focused on the feelings of what would it be like if life didn't feel this way? What would it feel like if this was just eliminated tomorrow? What would it feel like if my manifestation came this week? Just tap into those light-hearted manifestation feels. If it's too far of a stretch to live in the end constantly, if it's too much of a stretch to see this future where everything's okay, just play with it for a little bit. But for the people who are complaining about circumstances that aren't that deep, please just reject them. Just reject them. So I believe in rejecting the third. I believe in rejecting the circumstances. I see them. I say no thank you. I understand that you're here right now. I understand that you're happening. I'm not going to ignore you. You're in front of me, bro. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to ignore a bus that's coming towards me because I want to cross the road quickly. I'm going to wait for the bus to pass and then I'm going to cross the road. I am not saying that we dive into the circumstances. You know, I'm not saying that because I've been speaking for, 15 minutes now, something like that. We reject them. We take a look at them. We see what they have to say and we go, no, thank you. We unsubscribe. We disidentify with that version that is popping up. There is something called the manifestation echo. And the manifestation echo basically means the remnants of your past thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. So just like an echo, it has a ripple effect. The thoughts you have thinking 6 months ago, they might still be rippling back to you. And this unwanted circumstance is just one of those ripples. If you don't want it to ripple out again and you don't want this to happen again, then stop it there. See this circumstance and say, no, thank you. I'm unsubscribing from this drama. This is not a part of my life anymore. So there was a time creating this business where bills had really started piling up, and it was a real chokehold situation. Not just a little bill. This was like, you've got to pay this week, and this is a big amount of money. And it floored me because I'd been doing a lot of money work. I'd been doing a lot, and I'd made a lot of money as well. So it really floored me. I'm like, why is this showing up? And I realized it's my feelings around worthiness, around having it all, around being able to live a fun life with this money, rah, 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 ta, ta, ta. So I was like, do you know what? I don't want this to happen again on this scale. This can't happen again on this scale. I'm not doing this again. I'm not worrying to this point ever again. I'm not going to be in this situation ever again. So I made that decision to deal with the situation, but also reject it, completely reject it. I forced myself to have faith that it would work out by the end of the week. I forced myself to know this is not my reality anymore. This is something that used to happen to me in the past. This is something I'm not dealing with anymore. Like this is not me anymore. I'm not interested. I can sit and worry about this all week. It's not going to help it manifest. So I'm going to active faith all the way this week. I'm going to turn every single focus exercise I can out of the park this week. And I know it's going to manifest. And it did. It got resolved within the week. So when this shit happened today, I'm like, minor. Lol, I can afford that. I'm just going to manifest it back in today. It's not an issue. So that is the stance I want you to take. And it does take the repetition of the practice of rejecting the 3D. You have to keep repeating the unsubscription from these unwanted circumstances. If they pop up, deal with them. What are they trying to tell me? And then unsubscribe. Deal with the limiting beliefs. Deal with the triggers. I have an extensive part of this in the 2-week self-concept challenge. This is one of the biggest focuses of the 2-week self-concept challenge, because when we clear your limiting beliefs and we clear your fears around your manifestations, this unwanted shit doesn't pop up that much because you don't have the resistance there. You don't have that fear there. So we deal with the resistance, we deal with the fear, and we reject the 3D, and then we program that new reality. We are going to walk in the world like this circumstance isn't even happening. It's not even happening. I'm unsubscribed from this. I'm subscribed to my new life. I am living, walking, talking, breathing like my new self. I don't have to buy into this. This is not what I want, so I'm not going to practice it. End of story. And my final word on this is that you can be in a shit mood about this circumstance and you can still be rejecting the 3D. You can still be in a new self-concept and feeling shit about this unwanted circumstance. The two can live simultaneously together. In fact, I said this to a client the other day, and that is what sparked this podcast episode. You can be in a shit, and I've been in the shit circumstance, like with that money situation I just spoke about, or when I've been heartbroken in the past and things look like everything's in turmoil and it feels so painful and it's horrible. You can feel all that and you can still know and still think and still believe, but my new life is on its way. But my manifestation is on its way. But it's already here, it's done. If it's already here, it's done feels like too far of a stretch. Use future tense. I'm not one of those coaches that's going to tell you that you only have to work in present tense. I don't believe you do. I know this because I don't teach my clients it, and I practice future tense all the time and it still happens. Whatever lets you anchor onto that belief the hardest, do that and then work on doing the present tense thing. But bottom line, you can still have this horrible feeling, this anxiety, this shit mood, da, 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 da. We don't want to sit in it for too long. Don't get me wrong. I don't want that to be your natural way of life. But you can still have that and you can still know that something better is coming. That's the difference between not having a self-concept that is in alignment with your goals and having a self-concept that is in alignment with what you want. That is how you move mountains. That is how you manifest things faster. That is how you become magnetic. You feel the feels of how painful or how shit the situation is, and you reject them anyway. I know something better's coming. I know better days are on their way to me. I know, I know, I know, I know. So if you find you're constantly spiraling because unwanted things keep popping up, number one, you have to address them. What is triggering me? What is my insecurity around this thing? What is my limiting belief? How can I clear the fear around this thing? Number two, we are going to change the meaning. We are going to make it fun. Oh my God, I got a troll. That means I'm going to hit 100K this week. Oh my God, how fun. That is so much fun. My TikTok's growing every single day. I got a bill today. Oh my God, I'm going to get 10 grand next week. Ah! I know they are very they're very emphasized examples, and they are, but that, to be fair, that's how I find it the easiest way to do it. Because if I say something that seems realistic, I feel like I buy too much into the situation and then I start logicking it away. Whereas if I say something so outlandish, so unrealistic, I feel like my brain doesn't even argue with it because it probably just thinks I'm joking. I'm just like, no, whatever. So yeah, make it fun, make it a game, make this unwanted circumstance turn to your benefit. Use it as a bridge of incidents, if anything. So the bridge of incidents is the series of incidents that lead to your manifestation. So it's the little events that cause your manifestation. You are never going to know what's a bridge of incidents until it's happened. So turn it into a bridge of incidents. Oh, this, like, for example, that time I was speaking about where the bills really did have me in a chokehold, that was a massive bridge of incidents for how this year went. Because it made me so hyper-focused on that never happening again, on building a business model where I knew that would never happen again, where it built me a life of security. But like that instance, no matter how shit it was at the time and how suffocating it felt, that paved the way for the life I've had this year, where I had like 6 holidays in 6 months, where I didn't have to worry about money, because that circumstance changed my way of thinking. It rewired me. So that was a bridge of incidents. Didn't feel like it at the time, but I made it into a bridge of incidents. So change the meaning you are giving to these circumstances. And then finally, we are going to reject it and we are going to live in the end anyway. We are going to program the new self-concept anyway, because that is how we get into the new reality. We keep consistent and disciplined with the new self-concept, no matter what the outside world is showing us. And the outside world, by the way, is the last thing to manifest. So it's the least thing you have to worry about. What you do need to be worried about, or not even worrying about, what you do need to be focused on is the end result, the end way of thinking, the end self-concept. Okay? I hope you have enjoyed today's episode. I would love it if you gave me a follow on Instagram, by the way, because I give you loads of behind the scenes stuff on Instagram, on my stories, and there's going to be some discounts coming up in November on my Instagram, because it's Black Friday coming up and we also have 11/11 on Monday. So yeah, if you want to see some discounts, 11/11, November, that's where it's at. Follow me on Instagram, the link is below. And let me know what you thought to today's podcast episode. I think what I'm actually going to do, which isn't relevant for the people listening on the podcast, but this was my little stand. And I think I'm going to bring the stand back just so I'm not wafting it around everywhere, or I may get a big stand. Thank you for watching. I love you all so much. Mwah. And listening.